It's 8 o'clock. This is KVNF Regional News for Monday, November 2nd. I'm Patricia Naft. The U.S. Department of Agriculture has announced that Delta County is a primary natural disaster area. KVNF's Jake Ryan has more.
The designation comes after the substantial loss of crop due to a hard freeze in April. An unusually warm spring triggered fruit trees all across the western slope to start blooming early. A surprise cold front came through and froze those delicate flowers and buds, devastating the crops. Soon after that, I talked with orchardist Kevin Kropp in Paonia.
It's pretty tough. I mean, you've invested your blood, sweat, tears, and money over the whole course of the season. And within 2 or 3 hours, and with a cold front like we had, we can lose, you know, the entire crop and entire investment and all that money and time put into that in just a few hours.
Now, with this natural disaster designation, the USDA can offer money to farmers in the area who lost substantial amounts of their harvest. This is Alan Bull, the county director with the USDA Farm Service Agency for the affected area.
Well, the big news is we have a secretarial disaster designation for Delta County, which is a primary county, and also the contiguous counties of Mesa, Montrose, and Gunnison.
He says that it was hard to judge exactly how bad the damage was last April, but now that they've been able to look at the harvest, they know it was a disaster.
We consulted growers, packers, fieldmen, and our major fruit crops, apples, peaches, sweet cherries, pears, throughout the county suffered probably a 70% loss of production.
And that's not 70% below optimum harvest. That's 70% lower than the average yield. Thanks to slight differences in elevation or crop type, some farmers lost almost nothing, while others lost almost everything.
With this secretarial disaster designation, it has opened up an emergency loan program through USDA. And what this is going to do, this is going to provide producers with some emergency money to recover from their losses due to this natural disaster. It makes that money available to producers who may be unable to receive credit from commercial sources out there.
Anyone interested in loans can talk to the farm loan manager in Grand Junction at 242-9133. The deadline to apply for the loan is next June 26th. For KVNF, I'm Jake Ryan.
Lawmakers on the Wildfire Matters Review Committee will try to push through a bill next session to give homeowners who live near forests more incentives to mitigate for fire risk. Benta Berkland has more.
The proposal would switch a current tax deduction, which lowers someone's taxable income, to a tax credit, which in turn reduces the amount owed. Democratic Representative Casey Becker of Boulder will be one of the bill's main sponsors.
We want more people to use this so that they make their property more fireproof. So to get more people to use it, we're proposing to make it more valuable.
While the committee agreed to endorse the measure next session, several committee members voted no, worrying about the cost and effectiveness. I'm Benta Berkland at the State Capitol.
Efforts to fund much-needed repairs to Amtrak's Southwest Chief Line got an extra boost last Monday as the U.S. Department of Transportation awarded another grant to the project. As KRCC's Andrea Chalfin reports, the funds mean the long-distance passenger train will likely be staying put in southern Colorado.
The federal transportation grant, known as a Tiger Grant, came in at $15.2 million. Combined with matching funds, it totals more than $24 million.
This was really a huge win.
That's Pueblo County Commissioner Sal Pace, who also heads the state's Southwest Chief Commission.
And shows that if you put aside your differences, if you forget about party, if you forget about state lines, if you all work together, you can accomplish great things.
The tracks are in need of significant upgrades and repairs in order to maintain passenger rail speeds. And Amtrak had said they would need to look at rerouting the line in the absence of a viable plan. Monday's announcement is the second Tiger Grant in 2 years awarded for the work, for a total of more than $46 million. Pace says the two combined are significant.
We will have accomplished half of the immediate repairs, and BNSF has agreed to cover the annual maintenance of it.
Federal officials said earlier this year that the number of applicants vying for a portion of the $500 million available for Tiger 7 transportation projects was overwhelming. The U.S. Department of Transportation received 625 applications, with requests totaling $9.8 billion. La Junta was the lead applicant for this year's Southwest Chief Grant, led by City Manager Rick Klein. Klein says he's ecstatic.
To La Junta, this means that we know that we'll still remain connected to the rest of the nation through mass transit.
The Colorado Department of Transportation Commission voted unanimously in May to approve the funds. The grant application also included a $4 million commitment from Amtrak and $2 million from BNSF. It was also just announced last week that last year's grant, Tiger 6, would use steel manufactured in Pueblo by Evraz Rocky Mountain Steel. Between that and this week's Tiger 7 grant announcement, Amtrak spokesman Mark Maglieri says the company is on cloud nine, but added that there's still work to be done, including on Raton Pass.
The most intense part of this work being done now, here in 2015, is for the section of track that was wearing out the fastest. This next grant will take care of more track heading across Colorado into New Mexico, and then we'll do the rest of that work. Hopefully, we'll keep competing successfully for these grants and keep getting the work done past 2016.
Maglieri says it's unlikely for two Tiger grants to be successful and a third to fail. He says he expects a city in New Mexico to take the lead on a third application, but that it's too early to tell. Lahana City Manager Rick Klein estimates that a third grant would need to be in the realm of $30 million. Original assessments for retaining the Southwest Chief on its current line put the total cost of repairs and maintenance at around $200 million. Last week, Ray Lang, Senior Director of State Government Affairs with Amtrak, said the grants changed the equation because as part of the successful applications, BNSF committed to maintaining the infrastructure.
So essentially, they've absorbed $100 million in maintenance obligations for that infrastructure for the next decade and beyond. So we really cut that number in half and actually less than that now. I mean, we've been able to, you know, sharpen our pencils and get the cost of the one-time infrastructure cost down. So I think we can do this in Kansas and Colorado in three Tiger grants.
New Mexico, Lang said, is a little bit different, though he did acknowledge the state made what he calls a strong commitment this year. He said he's optimistic.
We have three state transportation departments that have made capital matching funds available. Amtrak has made capital matching funds available, and BNSF has. So we have five entities that are committed to this train, and I think we'll find a way through this.
Sal Pace, head of the state's Southwest Chief Commission, says after the second Tiger Grant award, they can now start putting more focus on bringing the Southwest Chief to Pueblo and ultimately passenger rail to the Front Range, connecting Pueblo to Colorado Springs and Denver. For KRCC News, I'm Andrea Chalfin.
For KBNF News, I'm Patricia Naft.